This is Sound Ideas. I'm Mike McCurdy. As he is most Tuesdays following Monday evening council meetings, is Mayor Chris Koos in the studio to talk about town business. Chris, thanks for stopping by.
Oh, good to be here.
City Manager Mark Peterson has used words like austere when describing the FY19 budget. The city has lost some funding from some other sources, including the Metro Zone, now the sales tax surprise from the state. You're in your fourth term as mayor. How lean, another word Mark Peterson has used, do you think this next budget will be compared to other years in your three terms as mayor?
Well, it may mirror back to what we did in 2008 when the recession hit. We may have to make some hard choices on programs. We don't want to cut any programs. We thought we're running pretty lean now, but we may have to look at some things we're doing to bring this budget back in track. And I know staff will probably come to us with a laundry list of things and for us to react to. But the last time we did that, we said to the staff, you understand these situations better than us. What's working, what may be marginal. So, we'd like to keep this and this, but we're going to leave it to you to figure this out.
What about on the revenue side? Will the 2% holdback be reason enough to examine another local fee or an increase to a tax to make up some of what the town has lost?
Well, I'm going to go broad brush on this because here's what's happening in the world of retail and all over the United States. First, the United States is over-retailed. There's too much retail in the United States. Interesting fact I read in yesterday's Financial Times that for every person in the United States, there's 24 square feet of retail space. Hmm. For the next country, in number two position is Australia with 11%. And most of the Western European companies are one to two square foot per person. So it's overbuilt. And with what's happening with the internet, the actual face of sales tax for municipalities is going to change, and it's going to change dramatically. So municipalities, not in the short term, but in a long-term view, are going to have to rethink their revenue model and not be able to count sales tax as a significant source that it is now.
So where do you think the town of Normal ought to go? Mark Peterson, when I talked to him not too long ago here on Sound Ideas, he talked about growing the economy. He admitted that was a cliche, but he says that's one way to do it, is to bring more people in, bring more businesses, more jobs. That's one way to do it. What do you think?
Well, I think it's an important way to do it, and that's the focus of being an advantage right now, to create primary jobs, what we call primary jobs. So in this market, that would be jobs that the median pay would be $50,000, $55,000, something like that, to bring that back into the local economy and to help the local economy. But that's not going to solve it. In the long term, with what Amazon's doing, buying Whole Foods, and the reason they're doing that is a real earthquake in the retail environment. So I can't give you a short answer on what to do, but it's something over the next 10 years municipalities are going to have to look at.
Back to the revenue side just for a moment. Would you support some fee increases or tax increases if recommended by staff to help plug some of the holes?
We're loath to look at a tax increase right now. Fee increases, we'll have to look, because when we assess a fee, we do it in such a way that it's a break-even or slightly better than break-even. We'd like the programs to pay for themselves. A lot of them don't. They're subsidized, so maybe we have to look at those subsidies.
Okay, Chris Koos, 2.5 months into his fourth term as mayor of the town of Normal. Thanks for your time, and thanks for stopping by Sound Ideas. We appreciate it.
Good to be here.
The community's mayors are guests on Sound Ideas following their respective Monday evening council meetings. Next Tuesday, Bloomington Mayor Terry Renner is our guest. I'm Mike McCurdy.